Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul, almost certainly like all the faithful preachers in the first century, made a momentous decision regarding preaching. "For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2:2. If all preachers of all religious groups would make the same decision and abide by it, the religious landscape would look entirely different. Why would any man preach from the pulpit or on radio or elsewhere unless he intended to know only Christ crucified? Is there any other way to save the world and to please our Heavenly Father? And why would a man preach if that were not his motivation? Since Paul knew he had the supernatural power of God's Spirit, might he have been tempted to be arrogant as he approached his listeners? We do not know, but we do know his attitude and demeanor as he preached the gospel. He tells the Corinthians, "And I was with you, literally I came to you, in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." 1 Corinthians 2:3. We need to get it through our heads that weakness does not mean that Paul was not strong, that he was compromising in his presentation of God's Word. There were times when his life was in danger from enemies of the cross, but that did not deter him from preaching the truth. In that respect, Paul was like the great prophets of the Old Testament, I think especially of Amos, and like his Lord Jesus Christ. The only way Paul could have been stopped from preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ was to kill him. If Paul had the supernatural endowment of God's Holy Spirit, why did he fear and tremble? Was he afraid of what his enemies might do to him? He told the Ephesian elders, "And now, behold, I go bound in spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20:22-24. Paul's fear and trembling related to the awesome task of preaching the Word of Almighty God. There is no more fearful responsibility on the face of God's earth than preaching the gospel. When a man preaches to any audience, whether from the pulpit or on radio, he should be fully aware of the effects his words will have on someone. When a man says, "I am preaching to you the whole counsel of God," he had better be sure that is exactly what he is doing. There were prophets in Old Testament times who asserted, "The Lord has said," when the Lord had not spoken. Are there preachers on radio and on television who are guilty of the same sin? When I accepted the work of preaching on the International Gospel Hour, I had difficulty sleeping for weeks. I asked myself, "Who am I to take this grave responsibility?" I knew that some of my listeners would form their view of the Church of Christ from what I preached on radio. I do not want to mislead anyone or to turn anyone away from the saving gospel of Christ. I work many hours every day to make sure I am discussing vital topics and doing it according to God's truth. I seek to present the gospel with love for God's book and for those to whom I preach. I know I shall be judged for what I say and the way I say it. I conclude today's brief lesson with Paul's request of his fellow Christians at Thessalonica. "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the Word of God may have free course and be glorified, even as it is among you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For not all men have faith." 2 Thessalonians 3:1-2. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.